What a wonderful joy and delight to welcome you here and worship this morning, Sunday before Christmas. Who will believe it? I just take just a few more days and Christmas will be here. And having said that, just a reminder that we will be celebrating two Christmas Eve services this year, once again, 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. here for Christmas Eve. And as you can see behind me and in front of you, the stage is set for our children's Christmas program, Deck the Halls and Trim the Tree. And I always look forward to our young people and the Christmas program that they will put on. And we'll have that later on in our worship today. Excuse me. And we're looking forward to that. Just a couple of more announcements. You are invited to join us downstairs for a special coffee hour and fellowship immediately after service today. And then after the Sunday school program, the children will be collecting hats and gloves, a tradition we have here every year. And these mittens and hats will be donated to our local schools. December's mission of the month is Jack's Place, and you see information in our bulletin regarding that. And then we're still receiving nominations for elders and deacons. Well, elders are now, deacons are failed elders. And please be mindful of that. And Craig Foote is organizing ushers and greeters. And so if you'd like to be an usher or a greeter, if you can see Craig Foote. All right, are there any additional announcements we wish to make at this time? I see no hands. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Let us prepare for worship during this time of prelude. Did forget to point out that you have in your presence also a Christmas letter, December 2025. This is a letter that has gone out to a number of our shut-ins and those who haven't been here for a little while. And so we are seeking to reach out within our community there. All right, I would invite us, if we would, to stand for our introit, the Advent of Our God. Turn your attention, please, to our litany, our fourth Sunday of Advent. When Mary was engaged to Joseph, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has spoken through the prophet.
Look,
the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us.
We light the first candle to remind us to keep awake and be ready. I will invite you to read these next three readings with me. We light the second Advent candle to remind us to change our ways. We light the third Advent candle to remind us of the good news that
we can see
and the death we hear. And then we light the fourth Advent candle to remind us that God is with us. Amen. Our sentences this morning will come to us from Isaiah's writings. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz. That's a sign for the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven. And Ahaz said, I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test. And he said, hear what your household did. Is it too little for you to weary man, that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a young woman shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel.
He shall
be cursed in harmony, and when he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land before whose two kings you are and dread shall be deserted. Let us continue our worship, please, with our first hymn of praise, hymn number 147, Silent Night, Holy Night.
Shepherds quaking at the sight.
Thank you. You may be seated. If you looked ahead in the bulletin, you'll notice all of the hymns we're singing are Christmas hymns. And that's just to give you a little tease, if you please. If you come to the 7 o'clock Christmas Eve service and 12 o'clock, we'll sing a number of Christmas hymns. And it's good to sing those hymns to remind us of the preciousness of this season. Call to prayer. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord that he might have mercy upon them, and to our God that he might abundantly pardon. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, as we behold the birth of Jesus again, we are mindful of how we have failed to receive the fullness of that gift. The story points us to your glory, yet we struggle to join in a song of praise and thanksgiving. We are distracted and confused, so focused on things that matter little, that we overlook the good news of great joy that you have prepared. Tell us again that the Savior is born. Tell us again that we are forgiven. Tell us again that our lives can be abundant in faith, hope, and love because of what you have in Jesus Christ. Hear us as we spend a few moments and silent prayer and reflection. Hear us as we pray. Forgive us and give us eyes to see, ears to hear, minds to understand, and hearts to treasure your love and grace in the world. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I forgot to print those words, but we'll end with those words. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all of our iniquities, who heals all of our diseases. Beloved people of God, believe this good news and let us live in the loving kindness of our God. Lord, have mercy on us. Cleanse with your fire. Just before we're seated, we would like to affirm what we believe, and you'll find the words if you need them in the front of our hymnals, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven. He is seated on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, of life everlasting. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Hear these words our Lord Jesus Christ has said. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second one is like to it. You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. On these two commands depends all of the law and all of the prophets. Amen. Our words of assurance will come to us from Psalm number 80, verses 1 through 7, and then verses 17 through 19.
Psalm 80, verses 1 to 7. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou who leadest Joseph like a flock. Thou who art enthroned upon the cherubims, shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh. Stir up thy might and come to save us. Restore us, O God. Let thy face shine that we may be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry with thy people's prayers? Thou hast fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in full measure. Thou dost make us the scorn of our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Restore us, O God of hosts. Let thy face shine that we may be saved. But let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, the Son of Man, whom thou hast made strong for thyself. Then we will never turn back from thee. Give us life, and we will call on thy name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let thy face shine that we may be saved.
This is the word of the Lord. Thank you very much. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Right now, our ministry of music. What a glorious night. Jingle bells. Oh, all right.
Sorry.
No. I just want to tease y'all for just a little bit. Right now, our next hymn. It came upon a midnight clear, 128. Let us join together as we sing.
From angels' bed.
Thank you. You may be seated. Right now, as our Sunday school get ready in just a little bit for their program, our scripture lesson this day will come to us from Matthew's Gospel, Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Father, we ask your blessing not only upon your word, but upon also our young people. In just a little bit, they'll present a program entitled Deck the Halls and Trim the Tree. Father, I pray that we will hear their words that they have prepared for us to hear. May we hear the message of your gift to humankind. And oh, what a glorious night that we will be reminded of. We ask your blessing upon your word, we pray. Amen. As I read the scripture, Nancy, I don't know if y'all need to get up and prepare to come. Please feel free to do so.
No, close.
All righty. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother, Mary, had been betrothed to Joseph before they came together, she was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit. And her husband, Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, fear not to take Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord has spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from the dream, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but he knew her not until she had borne a son, and he called his name Jesus. How wonderful these words are that reminds us that God indeed is with us. And he not only is with us in this season and with us in these days that we recount and we talk about, but he's with us as a babe wrapped in a manger for the redemption of humankind. Right now, our young people will come, deck the halls and trim the tree.
Caroling was lots of fun. We sang at schools in Amsterdam, Chalmers, Schenectady.
And we sang at the Deckers and Bakers house, too.
Yeah. And all over Rotterdam Junction.
That was really fun, but decorating the tree looks like a lot of work. I'll need to rest.
Come on, you don't need a rest.
It won't be too hard. You'll perk up after we start decorating the tree.
I know. What will help? Let's sing a song.
Yay!
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
Hey!
That was great. Let's get started.
I'm ready. There's lots of stuff in this box.
Let me see well.
No, Jack, flip it over.
When did they get the idea for all these great decorations?
We're going to trim the tree, the Christmas tree, and as we do, your story to say it points the way to God above. It tells the story Jesus and his love.
The story is found in Luke 2, verses 1 through 16. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be enrolled, each to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered.
The bells ring out a message of a manger filled with hay. That's where God's son, baby Jesus, was born on Christmas Day.
And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
The angels' happy voices. The angels' happy voices sing of good will here on earth. They told the shepherds in the field of the dear Savior's birth.
And in that region there was shepherds out in the field keeping watch over the flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for I behold, I bring you good news of the great joy which will come to all the people, for to you is born this day in the city of David and a Savior who is a Christ the Lord, and this will be a sign for you too. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothing and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a with the angel and a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased."
Get up.
God placed a bright and shining star to guide the wise men on their way across the desert and hills to find the place where Jesus lay.
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby lying in a manger.
Great job, the tree looks beautiful. And it really wasn't too much work, was it?
I guess not, it does look good.
Wait, there's still something else in the box.
It's a baby doll.
Why is there a baby in the Christmas box?
Oh, I see. Me too. The baby doll represents Jesus. He is no decoration. He is the reason that we decorate and celebrate, the reason for the season.
Thank you.
Christmas. And I like this year, you're combining the decorating the Christmas tree with the meaning of Christmas, and that is Jesus. Let's give a thanks also to Mrs. Gore and Mrs. Baker and all that you have done. Let us pray just before we receive our offering. So Father God, at this point in our service, we normally ask a blessing upon your word. And we have seen your word. We have heard your word. We have felt your word expressed by young people this morning. Thank you for their voices. Thank you for their message. May we not be quick to forget that of all the tree trimmings, the songs that we sing, the purpose of that is Jesus. And so we ask your blessing upon these young people before us. Continue to strengthen them, protect them, guide them as they grow and mature. And help us as a church to come alongside, to encourage, strengthen, to instruct. Our Father, we ask that you will bless that which we have heard and that which we have seen. In your most holy name we pray. Amen. I want to say a special thank you also to the moms and dads who I brought your young people here, your grandma and granddad. It would not happen without you. So thank you so much. And I look over and I see some older folk who used to be in these gatherings, some of which are taller than me. And we're so glad that you're here today. Right now, we're going to receive our offering, and the young people will come around also with boxes. Some of you have brought with you mittens, hats, and we would gladly receive them at this time.
Thank you.
Good and gracious God, we thank you for the gifts of these funds, these hats, mittens, gloves. We ask, Father, that you will add your blessing upon them and multiply your good news to all who can hear. In your most holy name we pray. Amen. Let us pass the peace. What a joy it is to gather and also to share the blessings one to the other. I tell you, it was a delight to see the young people in their Christmas program. You could tell the time they put into it to make sure that the message was clear. The songs were there to be heard. And I'm glad that I got the right timing from the old Oh, What Glorious Night and Jingle Bells and all the rest, that y'all did a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful job. And it's great to see them collect the hats and gloves and know that all of that will be given to children in our local schools. And so thank you for bringing those. Let us pray. Father God, when we gather on this Sunday before Christmas, we're mindful of all the things that happens in our world, the busyness, the going back and forth, and school ending out for a little break, and parents and grandparents. Many are gathering from various different gatherings and parties. And yet we paused not to forget the little babe in a manger, that Mary and Joseph were entrusted to raise. Thank you, Holy Father, for that wonderful gift of your love and salvation for all humankind. And Father, we live in a world that needs to hear the message the young people have rehearsed in our hearing just a few moments ago. And Father, who are desperate to know that one who brings life and peace and hope and joy and presence, your presence with us, is that which sustains us and helps us throughout the day. As we gather, we remember those who, even in this holiday and time, are saddened and struggle with all sorts of loneliness and pain and discouragement. We remember those who mourn on these days. We remember those who are ill and sick. Some cannot be here today because of illness. We're mindful of them. And Father, we pray that as the angels proclaimed to the shepherds in the fields, peace on earth and goodwill toward all humanity, may our earth find peace because of you. Help us to show that peace. Help us to live that peace in a little bit of our world. And as we spend a few moments In silent prayer, Holy Father, we pray that you will hear our prayers. And we remember the words you taught us to pray, thus saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let's take our hymnals, please, and turn to our last hymn of praise, 138, reminding you that we have a fellowship and coffee hour downstairs. We invite you to stay with us for just a little while. 138. Tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.